what up, this is your boy Verse, that's right, Verse Simmons, and right now they are mixing memorable music for the mature, Ja Prince plays for the people, this is your boy Verse Simmons, make sure you keep it locked and loaded right here, yeah.
Let's go, let's go.
Yo, this is Soul Vibe, and you listen to the Sun Splash Mix Show, with Ja Prince and Selector Princess.
Fire!
Alex ain't gay.
Yeah.
I miss a real and true.
Let's go.
Check, 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 check. We're checking in right now.
Yeah.
With a young man. We're talking to a young man. I'm not talking to no boys now. Everybody's familiar with the rhythm in the background. Well, they may be wondering, like, no, that's not the CM song with me here all the time.
Alex A. Game.
And that's his name right there, Alex A. Game. Now, you're supposed to know him because we played a song called I Know. But that wasn't the only song he had. So he decided to say, yo, we'll go harder, you know, we'll go harder. Like,
seminar doing no funny, but don't me done been true enough. I know I got to go hard. Yes, I got to go hard.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find him, because you know he's probably in the studio right now. You know these artists, they're always working. Good afternoon, Alex A. Game. Are you there with us, brother?
Wagwan.
Chillin', man. We're chillin'. Chillin', chillin'.
Everything good?
Life is actually good. Let me start from right there. For those who don't know Alex, life is actually great for you. Tell me what's going on with Alex A. Game as of now.
Well, you know, it's a good look, you understand? It's a good feeling, you know, because, you know, we're putting out the music, and the music is really, like, you know, reaching out to people, and, you know, people accept it, you know. And, you know, we're just pushing forward, you know, the whole team active right now. And, you know, we're just making moves, you understand? Wouldn't everything great, but you understand, things are better now, you know?
Right, there we go.
We're pushing into the greatness, a level of greatness now where you don't know. I mean, it's inevitable, you know, but, you know, it takes time and it's a process, you understand?
All right. So he could have been just Alex, but now he decided to be on his A game. He decided to shift gears. Where did the name Alex A game come from?
Well, the name Alex A. Game is actually a spin-off from a real name, a full name, and a birth name, which is Alex Anthony Gallimore. So then you don't know the Alex with my other X, you know, the extra X, and then the A for Anthony, and the game is just like some letters out of the Gallimore. Mad. That's Alex A. Game.
Mad. See, their lyrics.
I'm going to play a game.
Born with lyrics. Mommy, give thanks. Pops. Yeah, man. So it go. Alex A. Game is on the phone line right now, the Sun Splash Mix Show. Like I was making some humorous comments right there. Some people hear the rhythm alone, and then they just start giving forwards. But your song, Go Harder, they had to listen to it. They said, no. So that one a different, you know. That one, I don't know. Is it the R&B-ish style? Is it the rap style? What do you claim Go Harder is?
Well, the thing about Go Harder is, you know, the most outstanding thing about Go Harder is, one, it's real, and it's something that everybody can relate to. I mean, say everybody, I'm not talking right now in a cliche form or anything like that, you understand? But, you know, so that kind of sound cliche, where everybody says, oh, everybody can relate to the song. But this song here, everybody really can relate to it, whether you're rich or you're poor or you're black or you're white, or no matter what walk of life you come from, this is motivation for you, everybody. You know, because, I mean, even when you do good, sometimes you have them times where you feel like, yo, you know, sometimes you feel like you're not doing enough, and even though you're done being true enough, you know you have to go hard, I understand. Some days, no care what you have, sometimes you feel like, yo, you can't even bother to get up. You know, you just have to think about certain things, and the greatest thing about it is that what makes it for everybody is that sometimes the struggle is not necessarily just financially.
Right.
You know, some people have sickness struggles. Some people have struggled with, you know, physical, you know, weight loss. People have struggled. Different people have different challenges, you understand? So whoever you are and whatever your situation is, you know, this song will definitely change your life, change your whole perspective, change your whole feeling, change your whole attitude and your mood, you understand? So, yeah, definitely.
Mad. Alex A Game right now. We're talking about Go Harder. We also have to talk about Go Harder, the video, because sometimes with the presentation, the full package presentation, they hear a song, they hear it mixed in Panarhythm. Big up Lion Pride. It's a wonderful reloaded project with a Wolipa artist. But yeah, they had to see the video to really check out how Go Harder was really touching. So tell me about the video. Who helped you with the video?
Well, with the video, it was directed by The Truth. You understand? Out of Jamaica, of course, you know. And trust me, like, the whole vibe, the whole production, the whole storyline was, like, even me myself did really, going to shock. But it was very effective to me, the way how them put together the stories, them with the edit, the colors, everything was, everything is just perfect in my eyes, you know.
Man.
Because, you know, it really brings across the story of what I'm trying to, you know. The same thing I'm talking about a while ago. Pretty much like telling different stories through, you know, one video. That was powerful to me. And, you know,
right.
me definitely get goosebumps when I watch it and it's my video. So, you know, them really do a good job with it, you know.
I like it. For those who don't know,
there's
this genre called reggae music. It is very vast. And we have some people who sing and who sing J, and then we have DJ, and then we have some pop style. Okay, we don't have to put you in a box, but you know, when it was like a ticker box, and I say, so where is Alex A Game? You're a vocalist kind of rapper?
Well, I would say, you see, I kind of like this right now, because you see, people are struggling to I find that people are struggling to really define my sound, and I feel good about that, you know. And it's something I feel good about, because, you know, I've always wanted to be different, to do something different. And I feel like I'm in the direction of right now, pretty much creating a subgenre myself, you understand? So, of course, you don't know, say, we have the infused, you know, reggae infused, definitely. We have the dancehall infused, and the rap infused, and just a whole heap of different fusions, but people can relate to it, you understand?
Yeah.
It's not something so weird that out of the box are so different that people can't accept or relate to, you understand? So, we can't define it, but it's relatable. So, you know what? We're going to make it play out. And we'll see what it is. We'll see what it is.
I like it.
To be honest, we have the same struggle we have that print. We don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I just know that, you know, it'll come out naturally and it reads.
Mad. That's it. Just let it flow sometimes. Big request to some of our younger listeners, when they listen to the Sunsplash Mix Show, they get to hear from producers, promoters, obviously the artists themselves, the players of instruments, and they also want to know sometime, what was it at the beginning that made you really feel, not make you think, but made you really feel like, you know what, this is it. I heard you was in a band, and you know, everybody said, I was in band when I was in high school, elementary school. But what was it maybe in the beginning of your career that say, you know what, I'm actually a little talented. Actually, I got a little gift.
Well, to begin with, you know, I was born, you know, I was a musical child, you know, growing up, and grew up in a music, because my father did expose me to that from the beginning. Which is a great thing when I'm doing. I never ended up with any intentions then. I could become a famous musician or whatever it is. But he had the gift and he decided to impart it on me. You understand? And just give me a few tools to just, you know, expand on it. You know, and pass down him old keyboard, give me to buy me a guitar for my birthday.
Jeez.
He's never played the keyboard. You understand? And then he just let me do it. And of course, you don't know some more time when as a baby, everything we had around the house, my freestyle. That's what it means to entertain me. You know, if me start cry, he make a freestyle about it. You know, if me sick, he make a freestyle about it. If me give me a shower, he make a freestyle about it. You understand? So always I hear my freestyle and I beatbox to the mouth and something. I always keep it musical with me. You understand?
Nice,
so,
nice.
So grew up like that. Go high school, dabble in the music a little bit, and then go to boom and touch out, and then go college and start the music, never get to finish, join the band, hit the road. And, you know, just start get exposed to the stage a little bit more and just the whole, you know, feel of music. And then I start writing. When I start writing, I was like, me did have the intention to write music. Of course, I'm an instrumentalist. I can play every instrument. So I decided to never produce the music, write the songs them, and give it to some artists, you know, to record and stuff, to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I write them songs, and the more I sing them songs in the room, you know, the mirror and so on, it's like, to find something to tell my story, because I thought I'm right.
Yes.
And I tell my story, the song that I relate to me, and then I realize that, yo, that just took me back to the place where I started as a child when me tell myself that I want to be somebody great. I want to impact the world. You understand? that was how I start feel like, yo, this is the tool. This are the vehicle what I'm going to use to make the world hear my story and really feel my power. I always have a lot to say. You know, I always have a lot to impart, you know, so I just feel like that's the tool I'm going to have to use. So I'm going to use it. Mm. And that's how I'm going to get the conviction to decide, say, yo, you know, this is your lane. You have to become an artist. So just do it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Salute to those who are listening, because it could have been painting. Just like you said, it could have been songwriting, which is in itself its own craft. Some people, yeah, Naban with a gift, but the gift of the vocals, but they can definitely compose music and then, as you said, write some very thoughtful songs. But these were your words. A track like I Know is being played in the background. Sometimes people have to wonder, it's okay if somebody writes it for you, but you tell the story. You know, you help them. It's you and them in the studio. So I like it right there.
For sure.
Give them a little taste of what is I Know. What is I Know about?
Well, I Know is about pretty much like, you know, when you're talking to yourself, you know, because that most of my music, that's what it is. Me, I talk to myself, you know, out loud. Mm. So I Know is pretty much like one of them songs where I encourage myself, you know, I know sometimes it gets rough. I know sometimes it gets tough. You know, this can shake up, but you're fed up, one with the head up. So it's like, you know, self-motivation in a sense where once a person starts to sing it and it starts resonating with them, then they're gonna feel what me to feel them. What I think in the first place, but me even come up with words like that. Mm. You understand? So I Know is like a, you know, one of them self-motivational tools. It's one of them songs that when you wake up in the morning and listen to it, you just have to lift up your spirit. It's going to make you feel like you can stick on the day. That's what I Know to do for them. Make you feel like you can stick on every day. So it's a song where it's very important for you to listen to them song their morning time. You understand? Especially in the morning. Every day you're living is another chance. Get up and go for everything you want. And every day you're living is a privilege. So from hear them words, you come on, man. You have to have a great day.
You gotta be up, 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 up. It's all about motivation.
Yeah, I have to jump up and do it. To be honest.
That's what it is all about right here. Let me give them 30 seconds. You know, some selector, boy, you're going to talk out the whole thing and then you get to hear the song. All right, so here it is. I Know, very briefly, right here on the Sunsplash Mix.
Roadman of fun for the food. I'm a turn, I ain't never close, never snooze. Don't be as you, sleep on your breeze and your food. I know sometimes it gets rough. I know sometimes it gets tough. I know sometimes it gets rough. I know sometimes it gets tough. I know sometimes it gets rough. I know sometimes it gets tough. Me know the system shake up, but when you fed up, go on with a head up. I know sometimes it gets rough. I know sometimes it gets tough. Me know the system shake up.
Like you said, some people really know. Some people are in your corner.
I know sometimes it gets rough. I know.
Some of them are family, some of them are friends, some of them are neighbors, some of your co-workers, them really knows the life, man, mash up now.
I know sometimes it gets rough. I know.
Like you said, before you clock in, just listen to the song. As you wake up, just listen to the song, I Know, Alex A. Game.
Every day we're living is another chance. Get up and go for everything you want. Every day you're living is a privilege. Go and live your life. We know about the hard living. Want giving, but we're not giving. No. Every day we're living is another chance. Rise and go for everything you want. Everything you want. Alright now. Man arise, bad mind won't fight now. You couldn't see them clear when I night. Now they start light out. Everything bright now. Me I see them clearly. Negative energy can't come near me. So called friend what claim said them want see me bust. When they make music, them not share it. Me I put on me time to get.
Oh, that one hurt some feelings right now. Jeez, that would have hurt some feelings. Some of your best friends sometimes, they're on social media, but they're not really focusing on what you're doing. Are your friend them still?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I lie. I'm a bona fide, but are your friend? Those are your associates. And you push out a project and you push out a song. You know, see them, you know. And wait till you're there.
Yeah, that's your one.
Wait till you're on stage with Tory Lanez. Wait till Cranium shouts you out. Wait till Jameel say Wagwan. So how is it now that the attention kind of was already there? You know, you were raising eyebrows in the media and in the industry. So how is it now? There's more acceptance, or they just say, all right, you're right. You was talented this whole time. My fault. You was good.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I always find time to get a lot of love from people, from the media, of course, as they say, you know, a lot of artists, but them do it low key. You know, me have a problem with that, you know, me have a problem with that. A lot of them do it low key, like them sliding their DM, and then we, you know, see you out, and you know, you hear them, you bought them up in the studio, and then be like, yo, that song that we put out, yo, that project that we put out, brother. And you'll be like, someday I think about it, and like, you know, why you can't feel the love they like publicly from them? You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
I mean, come on, like, make a face it. We see it in other genres of music for people know how to unite when they rally around a certain artist, when the artist is first, and it's like, they look like they're on the verge, everybody just pretty much rally around. Our group of people are, you get to the people that show the love and rally around, and take it to the next level, because it always goes to the culture. When you see an artist where you know it's the art and not the potential to take the culture to another level, then, you know, rally around. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rally around, man. Like, rally around. It's not like, you can't lose nothing from that. You know what I'm saying? You can't lose nothing from saying, like, oh, Lord, make everybody hear me. Yo, the artist, yeah, look off me.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because if you can't say that to me, man, say, yo, you're gonna, you know, if you can't say that to me, like, you know, on studio, and they see me, why you can't tell the fans them that?
Beg you.
Say, yo, go listen to the artist, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, a lot of people do it. Trust me, like, a whole heap of them do it, brother. But, you know, man, like, you know, like, for example, as I said, Tamil will come out and say it publicly.
Right.
Man, from, like, man, like, Chronics from longer time will come out and say, yo, Alex A gave my artist for what? You understand? Man, like, Chris Martin will come out and shout out the thing and just listen to vibe to my music and post it and then look away. Like, you know?
Right.
You know, I swear a lot of people too, but trust me, everybody, man. Right. Everybody. Everybody see and know from longer time now, bro. You understand? So it's just what are not them doing it, you know? Me saying this is not that, oh, if they don't do it, then things not going to work
out. Of course.
Because as you can see, you know, we're pushed through and make it happen now. So whether or not them doing it, it's not going to work out. But I'm just saying that it would be a great thing for the culture if more people can see potential and rally around and give that strength. You understand? It's not, and a big strength, but we just have to agree to the culture. You understand? So,
there you go.
You don't know it, go.
There you go. Speaking his mind the same way I know is playing in the background, just the bass line sometimes. Sometimes you just need the bass line to talk in front of your audience. When you're performing, we know that in the industry, some people say, yeah, tracks alone me do. No, you know the power of music and playing instruments. So you do live band and you do tracks and, you know, radio. Like you say, you can freestyle. So performance is something that you actually are pretty good at.
Yeah, I take performance very seriously. I come from the band where, you know, I come from a band where we had no songs released. But we were doing shows and I perform songs with people are saying word for word, the girl in my queen when certain song intro because they know the song. Because we did that perform so much and I take on the stages so much. And even when we don't make money, we take on the stage them so much that, you know, people start hearing the song and I love the song them. And to the way how we perform the song them, the way how the energy them we bring on stage is like,
yeah.
It was, you know, entertaining to people. Just take on to the song them like that without any of the song them being released. So, we know the power of performance, you understand? I'm going to say that I'm very serious when it comes out of my career and, you know, my whole marketing. So, you know,
I
take performance very serious, but I love performance.
We like it. His name is Alex A Game, A-L-E-X-X. A-game, Alex A-game, like you said earlier on in the conversation. We call it a Truversation, number one right here with Alex A-game. The social media. We understand that it is a part of the modern marketing for bigger brands, but obviously, quote-unquote, smaller brands. So like yourself, it's you handling your social media. I reply to some of them comments on Instagram.
Yeah, for sure, yeah, man. I mean, I'm gonna Instagram shit. Like, I meet you, the Instagram part of things, you understand? I mean, I'm gonna social media. But me, my thing, Alex AKM page, that's me. When it's my reply,
yeah. No,
yeah, that I'm me, that. You know?
I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it.
I mean, remember, we're young, you know, we're out in that early, you know?
There you go.
We have to make sure so we're active on the media.
That's the reality. Sometimes some of the A&R back in the days, and obviously you've been around, so back in the days they would say, well, no, you need a team to handle it. You're correct. You need PR. You need management. You need to have a plan of how to move forward. But I'm your fans.
You know what? They need to anger.
Yeah.
They need to anger for them things. They need to do what them do. When it comes out to social media, when it comes out to my social media, nowadays, what it is very personal. People want to feel you. You dig what I mean? So people are into this world, marketing vibes. I mean, yeah, when it comes to marketing schemes and stuff, that can set up different. You understand? We believe, say, a PR is supposed to build them on database and build them on platform where they can sell an artist, not trying to control every platform where the artist take on. And that's like, really, really my team. You know, my team give me that freedom that to be me and express me and people feel me.
Yeah.
You understand? And then do what them do. I really appreciate that.
That's it. That's working together right there. I'm vocal words straight out of here from Alex the A-Game. I'm the beat that's playing in the background. It's something about some double. You know how I changed my lingo right there. So we playing something in the back real quick. Alex A-Game, Tory Lanez right there. Let me make sure. How did Tory Lanez find you? Let me make sure I say it right. You didn't find Tory Lanez. How did Tory Lanez find you?
Well, to be honest, it's like something I'm going to put out there from the beginning. I say, you know, we record this song, and it was like, now you're totally expanded. You understand? So I just decided to say, you know what? I'm going to put this out there. Long after that, my virgin played Sonic's virgin, and I'm going to say, you know, we're here from this Tory Lanez. I'm going to say, see that? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, maybe I connect, can make that, you know, make that connection to happen. They make it happen. Him hear the record, and just love it.
Mad.
You understand?
Mad.
And then we just decided, you know, that is it. Like, you know, we make it happen. We connect up. You see me tell me straight that, it's a powerful record. I really love the record.
Yeah.
And then just make it happen.
Yeah, there you
go. You understand? So, yeah, that's how it pull off right
there. Put some energy behind it right there. For those who don't know about servicing, this song is now serviced to all my DJs in the industry. Love Ultra on a Tuesday. We turn it over. Just like how you switch, I switch on a Tuesday. We playing this on Tuesday. Love Ultra Radio right here on the Flavor Radio. This one is called Double. But how do people find you for business and obviously the social media? How do they find Alex A-Game?
Well, it's Alex A-Game everywhere. A-L-E-X-X-A-G-A-M-E. You know? A-L-E-X-X-A-G-A-M-E. So once you find Alex A-Game on Instagram especially, you don't know, all the links are there. The contacts are there. Everything is there. You know, just link up management, PR, everybody.
That's what it is. I got to give you probably 9 months. I don't know exactly, but I got to give you 9 months, and we're going to bring you back, bring you forward right here. Love Ultra Radio, especially when you stop in the A. I heard something's happening in 9 months. I heard it's a little baby. Big up Selecta Princess. Tell me about the message on Instagram where you're connecting with your fans, but you're telling about your blessings.
Yo, trust me, it's way less than 9 months right now. Way less than 9 months, trust me. Trust me, right around the corner, man. You don't know. So, me have a little one on the way, you understand, which is a big, big blessing for me because, out of all of the goals that my mom for each in her life, that's one of my main goals, to be like, you know, a really good father, you understand, and to get a youth and something. So, I start a family, you understand, because, you know, that's the principle of our group and the whole structure of our group.
Yeah, man.
So, a little one on the way. So, right now, you don't know, so, me have to go harder. And double my grind, double up the hours with me up at night time, you know, there you go.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Just a short truthversation, like I said. Not a conversation, but a short truthversation with Alex A-Game. It's all about energy. You actually do have very good energy. Sometimes it does take a while. We're back live on the Sunsplash Mix Show every Saturday from 11 to 2. And like I said, Love Ultra on a Tuesday from 9 to 11. We're going to be playing all varieties of music, including this track right here, Double, featuring Tory Lanez. Give thanks for the time, Alex, man. I know what it is. You busy, son. I know. Give thanks, man.
Real and show, yeah, brother. And give thanks to you don't know, the energy and the strength, of course. Really appreciate it. You understand? As a matter of fact, really appreciate, love it, man. You understand?
Yeah, man.
So, please, you don't know anything about your Prince, man. Big up the whole team, big up the whole squad, big up my team, Set Speed,
mad.
Everybody. They know themselves. Real and true way.
There you go. The real and true way. This one is called Double, man. So be out there, yo.
Okay.
Time to go harder. Oh, I know it's time to go harder. This one's Double.
Mm-hmm. So me, I go double my grain. Oh. Double up the hours when me up on night time.
Oh.
Double work, I go double my shine. Double that again, I'm on.
Sometimes they want to know, Prince, how many radio shows do you have? Do you remember I'm Third Fridays at WRFG, 100,000 watts. Third Fridays Caribbean Runnings. But my home is the Flavor. Music sounds better on the Flavor. I have a change. Yes, the music sound better upon the flavor. This one is called Double.
So me I go double my grind. Double up the hours when me up on night time. Double work up a double my shine. Double that again I multiply by nine. Double words, double line, double rhyme. Try to eat in a double time. Live life brave and me never think twice about that. Come in now have a double mind. Me want put a end to poverty with a double bar line. Make mama live longer, double R prime. Double man shine up on the hill of St. Anne. Fat Rolls Royce with the double R sign. Want find a double platinum hit song. Double million US record deal, me want mine. Lace up boot. Double edged sword on side, double trouble war time every. So me I go double my grind. Double up the hours when me up on night time. Double work up a double my shine. Double that again I multiply by nine. Double words, double line, double rhyme. Try to eat in a double time. Live life brave and me never think twice about that. Come in now have a double mind. Me want put a end to poverty with a double bar